Let's pick up Paula in California, and she's got a daughter who's concerned about her lower lip. There's a little problem there. Are you there?
Yes, thank you.
How are you doing?
We're a big fan of yours, and we've been using your products for years. And let me first say that she has she's extremely health conscious as far as eating really pure food.
And how old is she?
She's 23.
Okay.
She doesn't eat any good. She has a mostly percentage of a raw diet, natural products, and she did about a year and a half. She went on your Peristat for about 4 months. She was having some other skin issues.
Okay.
And did the whole treatment with the allicin and the other things that went along with it, and that really, really helped. Now, but this outbreak on her lip and pussy, and we just can't seem to get to the bottom. She has actually even seen a QRA.
Okay.
Can't seem to get to the bottom of.
Well, where do you live in California?
We're in Gilroy, so we have seen a QRA up in.
Okay. Yeah, that would be where you'd have to go.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's pretty hard to say what's going on here, but I would say a QRA person would have the best shot at figuring it out. For me, when I hear something like this, I immediately suspect teeth. You know, I'm looking for something that links to the skin nearby. But, I wouldn't, there's no way I would know how to deal with that by guessing. I think your best bet would be to revisit the QRA practitioner, especially if they did a good job the first time. And if you are interested in another practitioner, you can call the order line, they can give you the name. But this is too multi-faceted an issue. It can be so many things that could get there. And when you're saying pus, that makes me think something bad's going on somewhere in the body, and you need to get a practitioner to hunt that down. Okay, Laura?
Let me ask you one other thing. It's been a while, but her last visit to the dentist, and she's always been very particular about, real careful with her teeth. But they did say she had a slight bit of gingivitis.
Yeah, see there.
So,
yeah, that would make sense with this.
Okay.
And you really need a practitioner to hunt this down. And what I would do is I would ask the QRA practitioner to check her teeth, because normally they don't check
that.
The teeth.
No, they didn't.
They don't do it because they can't do everything in
right.
a visit.
Now, would they do it, or would there be a dentist who does that?
The problem you have with an American Dental Association
right,
dentist, or
right.
any dentist, is their tools are very limited. For example, when they take an X-ray, it's 30% diagnostic, okay?
Right.
So now if she has a crown somewhere, that crown might be leaking. If he can't get his Explorer up under it, he has to say it's okay. Whereas with QRA, they can test the energy flow at that site and see if there's an issue. And so they will be able to give a more thorough picture of what's happening and help identify where there might possibly be a problem. That's what I would suggest. And, of course, if she does have gingivitis, there are a number of studies that suggest that this is linked back to low hydrochloric acid. So if that's true and she's only 23, you'd suspect that she's not getting enough salt.
And she does use your pink salt,
but it may not be enough.
I know. I really think that is.
I'd be taking a hard look at that.
Okay.
And the way you check is if when she breaks a sweat, you want to taste the perspiration just off the shoulder,
okay.
where the arm picks up there, just at the edge, and it should be lightly salty.
Okay.
You don't want to taste your face, head, or neck. And as long as the body is healthy, that is a very good marker. And she should take enough salt to get that back, maybe 10 days or so, a teaspoon or two. And then after that, maybe half a teaspoon, unless she sweats a great deal. And then she's going to have to monitor and find the correct level for her body. Okay?
Could drinking lots of water flush your minerals to where you could become low? And I mean, an excessive?
How much does she weigh?
She only weighs like 105-7 pounds.
Okay, and how much water does she drink?
Oh, she has a water with her all the time. I think she may be over. I think it's more than half her body weight.
You could go up to your body weight with no problem.
Okay.
So I suspect that's not the problem. Okay, Laura.
Okay.
But I would, I'd have her revisit somebody because gingivitis, she could lose her teeth. So
okay.
She needs some practitioner to give her a hand with that, okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye
now.